So at the beginning of the year, you know, when you first get to start knowing the student, you look at their data, but then when that actually translates to the person in the classroom can be a little bit different. You got to look at motivation, their personal intrinsic motivation. And so she started working and she was turning everything in on time. She had like the revision process down. She knew how to revise her own work. She knew how to get help. So she already had like some of those processes that you try to teach ninth graders when they're coming in to be accountable for themselves. She already had those down. And so then I started realizing that the quality of her work, the synthesis of ideas, she was already naturally doing that. And so I just had a conversation with her back in November. And I said, hey, you're doing level 4 work already. Ninth and 10th grade standards are very similar as far as the reading base and with Common Core. You know, they put them into a bandwidth. And so you cite evidence at ninth grade, you're citing it at 10th grade. So if you're doing it at level 4, you're actually kind of doing it at a 10th grade level already because you're doing it above a ninth grade level. And there are a few standards that are different between 9th and 10th. So I just let her know. We went to our website and I said, here's all the stuff for 10B, because that's primarily what was different. I said, this whole module about the Holocaust and reading foundational U.S. documents, we don't do that in 9th grade, but you got to do it in 10th grade. So I'll walk you through the first steps. And I gave her the capacity matrix. I said, when you're finished with the first step, let me know, or you can just move on by yourself. And so she's just been going off the website and the capacity matrix and kind of doing her checklist. And when she finishes the work, she turns it into me and I give her feedback. And then I say, all right, go to the next assignment. And again, just because of the level of student she is, I haven't had to do a whole lot of direct instructions because she already came in with those skills. So we're not limiting her to being like lockstep. No, you got to do ninth grade year, 10th grade, 10th grade year before you can do AP language. No, you've got the skills. According to the state of California, you do have to do the 2 years of language of English, but hey, you can do them in one because you've got the skills. So let's get those done. And then next year as a 10th grader, she'll be in AP language.